Recording and listening.
Yes, Commissioner, we're ready.
And we have a council online.
Council's online.
Okay. Well, it is 12:30. It's Tuesday, May 28th, 2024. I want to welcome all of you to this special Board of County Commissioners special meeting. I'm going to ask if Commissioner Luis Lopez can give us an invocation. That would be really appreciated. Commissioner Lopez.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the opportunity to come together in your presence and in your name to do the Lord's work. As I'm able to travel across our beautiful state of Colorado, we thank you, Lord, for the heavenly state that we live in. And we thank you for your blessings in your heavenly name, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Commissioner Tony Haas, would you please lead us on the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, commissioners. Roll call, Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioner Haas.
Here.
Mr. Felix Lopez.
Here.
Mr. Luis Lopez.
I'm here.
Approval of the agenda, Mr. Dornkamp. Do we have any changes to the agenda?
No changes, Commissioner.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as posted.
Move to approve the agenda.
Second the motion.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Haas?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes, thank you. We're going to go to section two. Consideration of temporary specialized aviation service agreement. A couple of things in there, Mr. Dornkamp. Go ahead and give us an intro to that. I have a couple of questions for council as well. So, Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioners, our FBO operator, Pinnacle Jet, has requested in the interim between now and the time that we get the lease finalized to operate underneath a temporary specialized aviation service agreement. And that is what is in front of the board for your consideration. It, in essence, allows Pinnacle Jet to provide full service, I guess I would call it, fueling of jets and other aviation equipment.
Thank you, Mr. Dornkamp, and thank you for sending the document. A couple of questions for you. As we go through the process and not having read the entire what is going to be the permanent lease, two questions for you and for council as we have reviewed this documentation. When it comes to the insurance and liabilities, is there sufficient insurance according to the Federal Aviation Administration to cover this temporary and then, of course, leading up to the permanent lease for however many years we're going to enter into?
Commissioner, also Pinnacle Jets member Evan Otto is also on this call, so he might be able to answer some of those questions. But the only thing I can do, Commissioners, is compare what he's got as far as, or Pinnacle Jets got as far as insurance coverage compared to what we have. And for the long-term lease, I would say that perhaps we need to take a look at Pinnacle Jets' current coverage or what they have currently. But we're also going to be meeting with Gallagher Insurance Group June 5th of this month to have further insurance coverage discussion. But it appears that Pinnacle Jets is just slightly less than what the county's carrying on three different items. That'd be their current limits, the general aggregate limit, operations and hangar legal liability, although it won't be this current agreement that's in front of your consideration has nothing to do with hangars. So that's, in essence, in my opinion, off the table. And then the products, completed operation aggregate limits, $1 million, where ours is $3 million. And I don't know if we have overbought on the insurance. I think our lease, not this agreement, but our lease states minimal or reasonable coverage. I believe how it's termed. So, Commissioner, I can't answer your question with a direct answer, but that's what I've gathered.
So for the record, Mr. Dorenkamp, can you, so if we enter into this temporary agreement, this is going to be, in a sense, replaced with the long-term lease once we approve that. You know, my question will continue to be is what happens between now and then, whether it's a week, whether it's a month, as we go through the process of all the special terms and conditions, should the county, I just want to be certain that the county has enough insurance coverage in the event that there would be an incident.
If I may, Chairman, I believe we are carrying the, thank you. I believe we do have, and that's been my concern too. I've had a couple conversations with Mr. Dorenkamp regarding this issue. I believe, and also with our finance director, I believe that is a big consideration for us to make sure moving forward that that is adhered to the requirements of operations of what's going to be occurring now moving forward in the main contract. I think the temporary this time could be worked with and approved so he can get started with the conduit or condition that minimum base of insurance that we would require as a county would be in place before the main long-term lease contract, and also in the interim achieving that insurance before we enter into the long-term lease at this point. So basically what I'm saying, if we still don't have it in front of us today, that we allow to move forward with the specialized agreement, having the gentleman moving forward and obtaining what is necessary.
Thank you, Commissioner Lopez. You know, and again, my thing is, and of course, we would have to go into executive, because one of the things, as I read the document, reasonable, it to me, reasonable insurance, I mean, it could be up for definition and discussion. And that's one thing that at the end of the day, that's simply my not hesitation, but so that's going to be one thing. And I know council, have you read the entire document? Do you have any, as you see the document right now, my question, a yes or no, do you have any concerns with the document that we have in front of us? And I know it's basically temporary. We understand that. Any questions, anything from you, council?
Good afternoon, Commissioner. I've reviewed and made edits to this agreement. This agreement, when you talk about the reasonable insurance, that's in the bigger lease. I don't think this agreement mentions insurance at all in it as it's currently drafted. From a legal perspective, I don't have any general concerns with the agreement itself. If you want an edit to it to add something regarding the insurance piece of it and to approve with that conditionally put in there, I would suggest you speak to Mr. Evan and see what his position is as to what they have for air insurance and what they're comfortable doing. This is temporary. It automatically terminates upon the execution of the larger lease that we are still considering. However, the county does have the right to terminate with 30 days notice for any reason if there are concerns.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Counsel.
I think I can serve.
John Lopez.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
So the way aviation businesses work is generally the business will carry some general liability to cover its normal operations, and then your fuel supplier, as part of your agreement, provides a follow-on coverage. So I carry $1 million general liability, and the fuel supplier provides an additional $49 million in liability insurance for misfueling and aircraft incident mishaps. You have that same policy. So actually your total liability coverage that the county has is $52 million.
Thank you, Mr. Otto. And Mr. Dorenkamp, do you have knowledge and retain those documents for our records?
The records I have, the documents I have are those that are identical to what is in your packet. coverage limits of liability, et cetera.
All right. And you know, this is from my perspective, of course, one thing always cognizant of the what ifs. And in this particular case, I thank you, Mr. Otto, for the clarification on that, because certainly not being subject matter experts on some of those issues, it really makes it, it gives it the opportunity to at least give you a head nod on that. So thank you for that. Mr. Dorenkamp, commissioners, any other questions for discussion as we review this document?
None for me.
I have none, Chairman.
And having heard from counsel and Mr. Dorenkamp, do you all feel comfortable on making a motion as it was recommended by counsel? You know, I still want to see, Mr. Otto makes a really good point that he does have $1 million coverage. In addition, the field suppliers have additional liability. I personally would like to see that documentation someplace filed within the county, so we will have at least that security in the event that we have any questions further after the approval or not of this agreement. Commissioners?
Chairman, just one thought. I believe that we are insurance carrier for the airport now in the policy is about $3 million. I don't know if that would be something Mr. Otto would be able to secure as well before the long-term lease agreement is made. I think that might settle some nerves for some of us, including myself, if we had that policy. I don't know how much more expensive that would be for him. Or in the meantime as well, to reevaluate what he said today and make sure that that 50-some million dollars will cover in the county as well, or so we're going to have no liability moving forward.
And counsel made, the exit clause for this particular agreement is in there for the benefit of the county to provide all the side rails that we might need. Correct, Madam Counsel?
Yeah, Chairman.
Correct, Commissioner. And if I understand what I think you're asking as far as the documentation to back up what Mr. Evans says regarding the total aggregate of the $52 million, you could move forward with a motion, if you're choosing to approving on the condition and that the commissioners will not sign until that documentation regarding insurance has been provided. If it's provided or if it's not provided, then you could then your motion would say that you're not going to sign the agreement, and if it is provided, then there are concerns that we could call another meeting.
Thank you, Madam Counsel. Mr. Otto, does that seem reasonable? I mean, do you have any comments? Follow that explanation from counsel.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a quote on $3 million of occurrence coverage for general liability. Generally, the industry standard is $1 million plus your $49 million that your fuel supplier provides. I'll reach out to him and just see what it would cost, if it would help assuage some concerns. I will note that my insurance is about 25% of what the county's is, and I believe you're paying about $48,000 a year in insurance premiums. I do believe you're overinsured, but if that's a precondition to move forward, I'm willing to look into it and get a bid.
Commissioners?
Chairman, I would appreciate that, and I think at that time we might be overinsured, and if we're no longer to be the operator, would we need to have the lessee carry that much insurance that we would as a county due to the position we hold for assets and, you know, liability being a government agency? So I am going to take Mr. Otto's word at face value and trust in him at this time, and let him have an opportunity to investigate that. And then as well for us to look into it a little deeper. Now we have a little bit of time. In the next couple of weeks until we come into a full long-term agreement. I think that is suitable at this time to move forward.
Thank you, Commissioner Lopez. So at this time, let me ask one more time, Mark, is there any more discussion on this particular issue? If not, I will then entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'll make the motion to approve the temporary specialized aviation service agreement.
With those stipulations?
Yes, with those stipulations.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Otto, and thank you all for being here. Seeing no other items on the agenda, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you and have a great afternoon.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, you read the freaking document, Tony, and that was me.